Good morning. As we look ahead to the next week of culturally relevant things, and Amy Roth joins me from Klinger and Companies.
No, Klinger Companies.
Sorry, Amy. Welcome,
and thanks, Steve.
And welcome to all the listeners to Cultural Continuum. We begin with an event that started last week. It's still running. It's Lamb Arts Regional Theater, and they are presenting Steel Magnolias. Showtimes are through next Sunday, May 20th. It's a dramatic comedy. It's been around for a while. Everybody knows the Steel Magnolias story. You can see it live at Lamb Theater. It's an all-female cast full of memorable characters and sharp, witty banter. Go to lambtheater.com if you'd like to find out more.
And the Vanguard Arts is presenting Central Time with special guest Jessica Z, and that's tonight at 8 o'clock at Vanguard's new downtown location at 416 Pierce Street. They'll be playing folk rock, Americana, and torch songs. And you can find out more at Vanguard Arts on Facebook.
And that's just about a block down the street from the Orpheum Theater, in case you're wondering.
Awesome.
The Dickinson County Conservation Board is celebrating their Wings and Wetlands Weekend. That's a lot of W's with an annual...
More
coming up. The Warbler Walk. And that'll be tomorrow morning. It gets underway bright and early when you can still hear those warblers warbling at 8 o'clock. Attendees are encouraged to bring binoculars or borrow a pair from the Conservation Board to help spot the birds during the two-hour hike. Bonus points if you bring an old-timey telescope.
Okay, yeah. Oh, awesome. And there will be a wildflower walk at the Fowler Forest Preserve. A lot of alliteration today.
Yeah, there sure is.
Near Smithland, Iowa, and that is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Naturalist Dawn Snyder will be leading the hike, which is part of Iowa Wildflower Week.
Yeah. Warblers and
wildflowers.
The first annual Art in the Park is coming up tomorrow morning from tomorrow day. Actually gets underway at in the morning at 10 o'clock and goes until 6 o'clock at the Crystal Cove Scenic Park just across the river in beautiful South Sioux City, Nebraska. Art in the Park will feature artists from the tri-state area along with entertainment and kids activities.
That sounds interesting. Yeah. Author and historian Michael Eckers presents World War II, The Homefront at the Sioux City Public Library in the Elf's Downtown Library, and that's tomorrow at 1. His presentation focuses on the war efforts back home from rationing to recycling.
Yet more alliteration. Go to SiouxCityLibrary.org for more. The Sioux City Arts Center is presenting a big event. It is called POP, a Balloon Immersion Experience. That starts at 6 o'clock, and that won't be at the Arts Center. It will be held at the Delta Hotels by Marriott in South Sioux City. The room will be filled with tens of thousands of balloons and balloon art installations. You'll have to get tickets for this event.
Yes, you do. So SiouxCityArtsCenter.org for that. Okay. Vanguard Arts is presenting a Tommy Bolin retrospective, and that's featuring Bobby Burge, Dean Christopher, and Sam Irish, and that'll be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They'll be playing everything from Zephyr to Teaser. And that is at Vanguard at 416 Pierce Street, as mentioned earlier.
The Sioux City History Projects, an exhibit of models and posters by local fourth grade students, is on display through tomorrow. So tomorrow is the last day you can see the Sioux City fourth grade history projects. If you've ever had children in the Sioux City schools and they've gotten through fourth grade, they've done one of these. On the closing day of the exhibit, there will be a reception from 1 to 3 o'clock. So that's tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock at the Sioux City Public Museum. Just saw those yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Neat.
So yeah, it's a pretty neat thing about this town and the fact that you get to see all the great history projects every year at the Sioux City Public Museum, and there's scads of them. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org to find out more.
Yeah, there's a lot of fourth graders in town.
Yes, there sure are.
Okay, and the Betty Strong Encounter Center will host Mother's Day Cookie Decorating. It's an activity with Eileen McCormick, and that's on Sunday from 1 to 3, so a nice special thing to do with your mother. The activity will welcome children, parents, grandparents, and friends to decorate a personalized sugar cookie for moms, grandmothers, and other precious people in their lives.
The Sioux City Growth Organization, Sioux City Go, is hosting SC Go 101 at the Sioux City Public Museum. That'll be Tuesday at noon. It's a chance to learn more about the organization and how to get involved. Go to scgo.wildapricot.com. .org. I don't know what the significance of that is.
I don't either, but I'm curious now to know. Maybe we should go on Tuesday and find out.
Perhaps.
And the Sioux City Public Museum is doing a lot of hosting this month. They're hosting History at High Noon, and that'll be next Thursday the 17th at 12:05. This month's photographic presentation features junior and senior schools. Attendees are invited to bring their own bag lunch.
Never let it be said that the Sioux City Public Museum is not hospitable.
Correct.
The another big event, annual event, the Orange City Tulip Festival starts on Thursday. That's May 17th. It continues through Saturday, May 19th. The festival features music and dancing by children and adults wearing authentic Dutch costumes, including those big clunky wooden shoes. They do two parades daily. They have musical theater every night. There's also a carnival midway. There's a lot of great Dutch foods, Dutch delicacies and pastries and all kinds of other foods as well. Thousands of tulips, maybe more than thousands of tulips, and lots, lots more. If you'd like to find out more, if you've never been to the Orange City Tulip Festival, at least check out the website. It's at octulipfestival.com.
All right. And finally, the Sioux City Farmers Market is now open for the 2018 season. You can find locally grown produce, baked goods, and handcrafted items on the corner of Triview Avenue and Pearl Street from 8 to 1 o'clock Wednesdays and Saturdays. For more info, SiouxCityFarmersMarket.com.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have an event that you would like publicized, you've got a couple of options, actually. You can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu, or you can just go to our website at kwit.org, and then you can edit pretty easily there. Just follow the instructions from there. You can also get a look at all of the events on our website as well. And you can also hear podcasts. This very program will be podcast available as pretty much as soon as we're done here. Check that out as well. Again, that's on the website at kwit.org. Anytime I get a chance to leave you with Tommy Bolin, I will do that. And of course, there's the Tommy Bolin retrospective thing tomorrow night at Vanguard Art. And here's Post Toasty. On behalf of my co-host, Amy Roth, and executive producer, Allie Carson, wishing you a great morning, I'm Steve Smith.
Like a lie.